Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey with Our Call to Worship. As we observe this Memorial Day weekend, Lord, help us to remember to praise You for the many blessings we enjoy in this nation, that our hope, our trust, is in You. Lord, as our nation has set aside time on Memorial Day for us to remember and honor those who have died in military service, we thank You for them. And we thank them and their families for all that was sacrificed for us, for our freedoms, and for this nation. God, we thank You and praise You as we remember so many times that You have preserved and protected us from danger outside our country and threats within our borders. The children of Israel were told to create a pile of large stones at the site of Your many miracles, where You delivered them as a reminder, a testimony as a witness to their children, children's children, and for generations to come, to remember that at that point in time, God stepped in. Lord, in the same way, help us to remember, to memorialize those times in our lives when you proved yourself faithful. Let us never forget the mighty deeds you have done, both recorded in Scripture and on the pages of our hearts. Help us to remember. I ask these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
I've been looking back over my shoulder, retracing every step, trying to unforget. And I see the mountaintops I've journeyed over, and I see the valleys deep where I crawl on my hands and knees. Pages of memories filled with joy and stained with tears, they call my name, and if I listen I can hear them saying, remember the way he led you up to the top of the highest mountain. Remember the way he carried you through the deepest dark. Remember his promises for every step on the road ahead. Look where you've been and where you're going. And remember to remember, remember. And now I'm looking out at the road that's waiting, but my eyes can only see so far out ahead of me. As sure as the sun will shine, there'll be more mountains I will climb, more deep dark shadow lands where desperate faith is all I have. Until I'm home, I'm resting all my hope and trust in the only one whose name is God with us. Remember the way he led you up to the top of the highest mountain. Remember the way he carried us through the deepest dark. Remember his promises for every step on the road ahead. Look where you've been and where you're going. And remember to remember. Remember the day is coming when he's gonna wipe the tears away. He'll look in our eyes and say, remember the way I led you up the mountain. Remember the way I carried you. Oh, remember the way I led you up to the top of the highest mountain. Remember the way I carried you. Start. Remember my promises for every step on the road ahead. Look where you've been and where you're going. Look where you've been and where you're going. And remember to remember. Oh, remember to remember. And remember to remember.
And mercy to me. I'll always remember I once was a slave, now I'm free. I owed a great debt I could not pay the price. So he opened his heart and he laid down his life. How could I ever forget? I'll always remember. I'll always remember. He has never, never, ever left me alone. Face a battle on my own. Though 10,000 would fall to my left, to my right, my enemies fled from his power and might. How could I ever forget? I'll always remember.
Always remember. No, never forget.
Never forget.
His goodness, oh, he is so marvelous.
He is so
marvelous. Remember, no, never,
no, don't forget
all his wonderful works. He is so marvelous.
I'll always remember that he's been my shelter in the storm. Me and kept me from harm. Though trouble had come, put my faith to the test. When I called on his name, he took care of the rest. How could I ever forget? I'll always remember.
Amen.
We appreciate you joining us during this call to worship and praise today. Our email service can provide you with the information about each week's call to worship program. This convenient reminder includes a link to that week's program and also include scripture references for the devotional topic. To subscribe to this free weekly email service, simply visit our website, calltoworship.us, then enter your email address at the bottom of our homepage. Thank you for your letters and your financial support of this ministry. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And please visit us online at calltoworship.us. That's where you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely. A lot of good things are there for you on the website, like being able to listen to the program anytime you want. Well, maybe you listen to a local station that airs Call to Worship once a week, and I'm happy that you do. I hope you will contact that station and thank them for carrying Call to Worship. And if they are a listener-supported ministry, send them a financial gift. But maybe you missed the program on your station. Well, we have the program available to you all week long, 24/7. So check us out at calltoworship.us. Once again, that's calltoworship.us.
Shall then be truly free.
Faith of our Father.
As we invest this time in God's Word today, we take time to remember. Do you remember the time when you met Christ?
Do you remember the time your heart was moved to tears? Can you look back on the moment after all these years? On the moment love broke through and heaven seemed so near. Do you remember the time your heart was moved? Was moved to tears.
Yes, sir.
Memorial Day is a solemn day of remembrance for those who died serving our nation, our country, these United States of America. They gave their lives not only for us, but for the soldiers serving next to them, to protect family and friends back home, to help protect our way of life. As we remember people, events, and things this Memorial weekend, please take time to remember. Time passes like a stream of water. We don't get a second chance to see this part of the stream go by ever again. And the older we get, the faster that stream seems to flow. There was a time when it seemed to me like there were 24 hours in a day. Nowadays, it feels like it's much shorter. Like they say, take time to stop and smell the roses. As we reflect on friends and family that we know, remember loved ones who have gone before. When I stop what I'm doing, close my eyes and think and remember, I can just about hear what their voice was like when my Aunt Louise laughed. I can certainly still remember what it was like when my mother sang me to sleep many, many years ago as a child. There's value in thinking back on some of these priceless memories of family and friends that are no longer with us. Think about the veterans you know or have known. All gave some gave all. Reach out to the ones you can, and think about, remember those who gave their last full measure of devotion. If you invest the time to take out some flowers, please consider taking a friend, family member, kids or grandkids. Set an example. Create a tradition for them to follow. And while we are thinking about Memorial Day's past, don't forget to set reminders for yourself that you remember upcoming special days. Remember anniversaries, yours of course, but also those of your close friends, and birthdays. Put them on a calendar or in your tablet or cell phone, and there might be some other special days you may want to set reminders for as well. Remembering things is not an ability or gift to take lightly. I'm sure that some of you have known others affected by memory issues such as dementia or Alzheimer's disease. Some of you might remember when I shared the story of our grandson, Dominic. He was born a special needs child with a condition where he only had a portion of his brain. Watching him grow over the years has blessed me more than I can put into words. He is a living miracle, and watching God provide all the needs of his family is an ongoing testimony to God's faithfulness. About 20 years ago now, my mother, Naomi, laughed when she referred to her forgettery getting better. I can still remember that moment. Those were the early days of her dealing with dementia and its related issues. That lasted about 7 years until her address changed to heaven. Her and Dad lived with us, and I learned a lot about memory loss watching her. And now I enjoy the benefit of remembering her life and times. I'm happy as I fellowship with my father each day. He's 92, and I love it when he recounts his years of service in the military, or when he grew up in Missouri, the oldest of 11 children. His eyes light up as some of those precious memories come to his mind. As I think about memory and remembering things, there was a time a while back when I could not memorize scripture. I tried the usual routine, but just could not remember what I'd studied for even an hour, let alone a day or longer, and it really bothered me. Then came the day, after much prayer, when God led me to 2 Timothy 1:7. I'd been dealing with fear of that forgetfulness, fear of losing my memory. As some of you may remember, my elderly father lives with us. I have been his primary caregiver for several years now, watching him struggle to remember things, constantly asking me questions. Simple things, like, what day is it? Or, who is that person on the other side of the room, pointing to one of my adult sons? Reminds me that there may come a time when I will be the one asking that kind of questions. As I read that verse in 2 Timothy, I repeated the address several times. 2 Timothy 1:7. Then, repeating each little phrase several times, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear." Well, then I added the next phrase, "but of power," and then repeated the first two concepts together, back to back, thinking about what it really means, what it means to me. God is not the one who speaks fear to my heart and mind. He's not given me fear to focus on, but gives me power to overcome it. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power. Then comes the reminder to me of His love. He will meet all my needs, just as my earthly Father loves and has cared for me for over 70 years now. And now I love Him so much that I'm helping Him every single day with His every need. And then comes the real valuable and most important fact in that passage. God can give me a sound mind. Stillness and peace in my mind when I have doubt and fear of the unknown, the future. Friends, I hope and pray that you will remember this and be able to quote it with me now. That's 2 Timothy 1:7. "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Amen. Let it be so, Lord Jesus. Help us to keep our minds focused on You, a godly perspective to think about the most important things. Remind us, dear Lord.
The things that I love and hold dear to my heart are just borrowed, they're not mine at all. Jesus only let me use them to brighten my life. So of the scars in His hand, yet He chose the road to Calvary to die in my stead. Why He loves me, I can't understand. Hold back the curtain of memory now and then.
So.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song, as we've taken time to remember the important things. I sincerely hope that this time has been a valuable part of your worship. Please invest just a few moments to share your comments with us. We'd love to hear from you. Our address is Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. If you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus, God is personally calling you today. Believe Jesus, and you will be saved from the penalty of your sin. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Pray this simple prayer right now. Lord Jesus, I admit that I am a sinner. Please forgive my sins and come into my life as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for hearing my prayer. Friend, if you prayed this prayer and meant it, Jesus Christ promised to come into your heart, forgive your sins, and to give you a new life. If you were blessed by something within this program today, would you please let us know? By mail at Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501, or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us. You'll find many tools there to help you grow spiritually, and you'll find out more of our ministries. And you can make your tax-deductible donation there safely and securely. That's calltoworship.us. Now, until we answer the call to worship once again, as we remember so many this Memorial Weekend, here are a few things from Scripture that we are told to remember. 1 Corinthians 11. And when Christ had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." 2 Timothy, always remember that Jesus Christ, a descendant of King David, was raised from the dead. This is the good news I preach. And finally, Hebrews 10, "This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more."
not fear for God.